Chocolate Shoes and Wedding Blues by Tricia Ashley, read by Julia Rounthwaite. Prologue, June 1945. Nancy had to walk quite a way to the red call box near the village green, then stand in an unseasonably cold wind, waiting for a large woman in a spotted headscarf tied turban fashion round her head to stop talking and come out, before she could place the call to her sister.
"At last! What kept you?" Violet exclaimed.
"Never mind that now," Nancy said tersely. "I'm in the phone box, so call me back. You're the one with all the brass."
She dropped the black phone onto its rest, thinking that brass was something her sister had never been short of. But her latest scheme, well, that really took the biscuit. The phone rang almost immediately.
"I was starting to wonder if you'd got my letter," Violet said.
"Oh, I got it all right, and Mother and Father got theirs too.
But what on earth are you thinking of, Violet? This mad plan of yours will never work."
"Viola," her sister corrected her automatically.
"And of course it will. Why shouldn't it?"
"I can think of at least 5 reasons off the top of my head, and you might have asked me first."
"We're sisters, so why wouldn't we help each other out of a sticky spot? And I've got it all planned. I'm going to rent somewhere quiet, where no one knows us, and in a couple of months you'll be home again as if nothing had ever happened and can put it right out of your head."
"But something will have happened. And if I suddenly vanish like that, then reappear, don't you think there'll be talk? You know how rumours get around in the village?"
"Oh, probably no one will notice."